Again, welcome all of you for coming. I'm going to just introduce a little in more detail our Super Scott over here, as Natalie called him. But first, just a little bit more background about the project and the centerpiece report that Scott pulled together for this. In 2011, Maine Sea Grant received funds from the National Sea Grant Law Center to pull together a report looking at the legal barriers that were faced by fishermen looking to get involved more with this area of tourism. And there was a law student at the time who was working in the Marine Affairs Institute at Roger Williams University, and he was in partnership with Rhode Island Sea Grant, and his expertise was called upon to put this report together. And the full name of the report is Legal Barriers and Opportunities to Developing Business Partnerships Between Fisheries and Tourism. That full report is available. It's on the Maine Sea Grant's website, so you can find it there. And as Natalie mentioned, these are the fact sheets that are in your folders today, and these were offshoots of that report, just picking a few select topics to focus in on and sort of summarize for you. Well, that student who authored the report has since graduated, and as you can probably guess, he is now a full-fledged attorney. He's working with the firms of Reeves and McEwen. They have offices in Philadelphia as well as New Jersey. And he also comes from a Mariner family. He's been a professional mariner himself for over 10 years, 7 as a licensed officer with the name as long as my arm, so I'm going to have to read it here. It's U.S. Coast Guard Master Inland 100 Gross Tons, operator of uninspected passenger vessels near coast. Right. So joining us today from the Philadelphia office, here's Scott Guns.